On the night of Halloween in 2009, Christopher Monfort drove up to a parked police car in Seattle's Leschi neighborhood. He shot Officer Timothy Brenton in the head, killing him, and wounded his partner, Britt Kelly. 9 days before Brenton's murder, Monfort set police cars on fire in a maintenance yard. After the shooting, Monfort eluded law enforcement for about a week. Police eventually located him in his Tukwila apartment, which was full of weapons and explosives. The day Monfort was arrested, he was shot by police, which paralyzed him from the waist down. Monfort pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Defense lawyers argued Monfort thought that by killing a few police officers, it would put an end to police brutality. They say Monfort is delusional. Prosecutors told jurors Monfort knew his actions were wrong and that he stalked his victims like a hunter. The next step is sentencing. The same jury will decide whether Monfort should get life in prison or the death penalty. That phase begins on June 16th. Governor Jay Inslee says no executions will happen in Washington state while he is in office. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.